At home, they're remarkably similar, right? At work, the software developer has all sorts of other issues to deal with. For example, software developers spend a lot of time bringing up new systems. And bringing up a new system is, and this is something most home users don't even have a clue. They say, it's brand new. Should be secure. I'll just plug it into the internet, following the instructions, and I'm off. Well, you know, 20 minutes later, they're infected.
Absolutely.
Right? So one of the things I have to talk about.
It took me three.
3 minutes, right?
Yeah.
So one of the things I talk about in here is how to bring up a system safely. You know, do it behind the firewall. And get the updates in and so on before you actually plug into the internet. But, and software developers, of course, at work, they're part of a local network. And there, you have two areas of concern, right? You're concerned about attacks against the overall network, and then you're concerned about attacks internally from within your network. And what to do about that and how to deal with it's going to vary from company to company and so on. You know, Microsoft has a huge complex network. I would hope that they have policies written everywhere so people know how to bring up new machines and know what the threats are both within and without the network.
Absolutely. If you get a virus here, the machine gets kicked off the network, and until you have to repay it. I mean, they have pretty strict rules here.
Right.
You know, once the machine has been compromised, you have to take a lot of steps to get back on the network.
Right. And, you know, actually, I have, in addition to this book, sort of as a supplement, I have a book called Safe Computing for the College Bound, which deals with, it sort of helps people extend their knowledge when they're ready to go off to college and prepare for being on a more complex and much more threatening network. Because, you know, here at Microsoft, presumably most of the people at least know something about computer security. You hit college campuses and you have people coming in who don't have a clue, and the infection rates of incoming freshmen, I've heard some places as high as 90%. So colleges are putting in stricter requirements and so on to try to keep their networks clean. But every time you hear a major virus outbreak, you hear at least one major university gets hit as well. And it's because they have so many students in there, and they're doing all sorts of kind of things that a home user doesn't have to worry about. This book is designed for home users and for home networks, small networks. It does talk about some of the networks of attacks within the network and explains how that works. But it's definitely not meant for businesses.
So your book tells us how to get rid of spyware and spam and how to get a machine back into a running state.
As much as possible, because of course there are attacks that, you know, I could write an encyclopedia and still not be sure I could get a machine back to a running state other than a complete reformat and reinstall. But I do have one of those choose your own adventure style areas where, well, if this is what you're seeing, go here. If this is what you're seeing, go here. And that should be able to clean off many infections.
Right.
You know, there are some attacks that just you cannot clean up short of restarting.
Yeah.